Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayana prayers. Today we will return. Viprat Visat Kunayuta Aravindana Ba. Pada Ravinda Vimukkat Svapacham Varistam. Manye Tatah Pitamano Vachane Hitahta. Pranam Punati Sakulam Natuburimana. Viprap, translation and purport by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki. If a Brahmana has all 12 of the Brahminical qualifications, as they are stated in the book called Sanat Suyata, but is not a devotee and is averse to the lotus feet of the Lord, is certainly lower than a devotee who is a dog eater, but who has dedicated everything, mind, words, activities, wealth and life to the Supreme Lord. Such a devotee is better than such a Brahmana, because the devotee can purify his whole family, whereas the so-called Brahmana, in a position of false prestige, cannot purify even himself. Purport. Here is a statement by Prahlad Maharaj, one of the 12 authorities regarding the distinction between a devotee and a Brahmin expert in karma kanda or Vedic ritualistic ceremonies. There are 4 varnas and 4 ashrams which divide human society, but the central principle is to become a first-class pure devotee. It is said in the Hari Bhakti Sudodaya, Bhagavat Bhakti Hinasya Yati Shastram Chapastapaha Apranasya Ivadehasya Mandanam Loka Ranjanam. If one is born in a family like that of a Brahmin, Kshatriya or Vaishya, but is not a devotee of the Lord, all his good qualities as a Brahmin, Kshatriya or Vaishya are null and void. Indeed, they are considered decorations of a dead body. In this verse, Prahlad Maharaj speaks of the Vipras, the learned Brahmins. The learned Brahmin is considered best among the division of Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya and Sudra, but the devotee born in a low Chandala family is better than such Brahmins, not to speak of Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and others. A devotee is better than anyone, for he is in the transcendental position on the Brahman platform. Mamsayo vyabhicharina bhaktiyogina sevate sakudan samatichaitam brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who engages in full devotional service who does not fall down in any circumstance, at once transcends the modes of material nature, and thus comes to the level of Brahman. The 12 qualities of a first-class Brahmin, as stated in the book called Sanat Suyata, are as follows. Jnanam Satyam Sadama Shutamsa Yamatsaryam Rish Titikshana Suya Shakyas Sadanam Sadriti Samasya Mahavratat Vatvasa Brahmanasya. The European and American devotees in the Krishna consciousness movement are sometimes accepted as Brahmins, but the so-called caste Brahmins are very much envious of them. In answer to such envy, Prahlad Maharaj says that one who has been born in a Brahmin family but is falsely proud of his prestigious position cannot even purify himself, not to speak of his family, Whereas if a chandala, a low-born person, is a devotee and has fully surrendered unto the lotus feet of the Lord, he can purify his entire family. We have actual experience of how American and Europeans, because of their full Krishna consciousness, have purified their whole family so much so that a mother of a devotee at the time of her death inquired about Krishna with her last breath. Therefore, it is theoretically true and has been practically proven that a devotee can give the best service to his family, his community, his society, and his nation. The foolish accuse a devotee of following the principles of escapism. But actually, the fact is that a devotee is the right person to elevate his family. A devotee engages everything in the service of the Lord and therefore is always exalted. As all Janati Mandasya, Chinanchala, Shalakya, Shakshra Militam, Yena, Tasmai, Shri Gurave Nama, Chichetayam, and Opistam, Staptam, Yena, Bhutale, Svam, Rupkadam, Yamdadati, Svam, Padantikam, Vandiyam Shiru Shiyuda Patakamalam Shirum Vaishnavam Sa Shirupam Jagachatam Sa Ganarakanatam Vitamtam Sa Jivam Sadvetam Savadutam Paritanat Saitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sa Ganalalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Sa E Krishna Karuna Sinodina Bandhutyat Pate Kopesha Kopka Kantarada Kantanam Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshvri Vrishabhani Sutta Devi Pranimaya Hari Priye Vankha Kalp Trivisha Kripa Snivavisha Patram Pavanabhyo Vaishnabhyo Namo Nama Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Chi Advaita Kadadar Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Charaswamiti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vistaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namine. Namaste Sarasvata Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvajasvinyavadi Paskachai Desatarane. Having killed Hiranyakasipu, Lord Nrsingadev sits down on the throne of Hiranyakasipu. He's sitting on the throne created by Hiranyakasipu, out of his of affection for his devotee, because Hiranyakasipu was originally Jai from the spiritual world at the gate of Vaikuntha. He came down to play the role of a demon, because if the Lord wants to have a good fight, he has to come to the material world. But here the demons are not very powerful, therefore he needs a devotee, powerful devotee, to play the role as a demon in a material world. But then Lord Nrsingadev remains very angry, and the demigods cannot pacify him. They are afraid of him, that even Mother Lakshmi cannot approach him. And finally, Lord Brahma pushes forward Prahlad to pacify the Lord. And Prahlad Maharaj goes forward, and Lord Nrsingadev puts his hand on Prahlad's head. And by that, Prahlad Maharaj at once is completely purified and starts to recite this beautiful prayers. Prahlad Maharaj has a certain role model in the Bhagavatam. Prahlad Maharaj appeared to show the qualities of a pure devotee. And we will see that this prayers gives an insight in the soft heart of a pure devotee. We will see these prayers at the end of this chapter. Prahlad Maharaj will say, Na vodvache paradvirachaya vaitaranya stvatvirya gayana mahamrita mahnasita chocheta tovi mukasheta indriyakta mayasa kayabaram utva tovi muda. He will say to Lord Nrsingadev, I'm not afraid from your material energy, because I'm always situated in blissful Krishna consciousness. But I feel great compassion for all these vimudas who are attached to their families and their position, their sense gratification. I feel much concerned with them. This is a great show, a great demonstration of compassion, real compassion, compassion with the soul, not with the body. That because further, Prahlad Maharaj will mention that there are many great sages and yogis who practice yoga in the Himalayas, but they are concerned with their own liberation, not with the liberation of others. So whereas Prahlad Maharaj, he prays for the liberation of others. That so this is the greatness of Prahlad Maharaj. And in this verse of today, it is said that a devotee who has dedicated his life to the Supreme Lord, who gives his life to the Supreme Lord, he is better than a Brahmin. That it is said, such a devotee, he can purify his whole family. Where that a Brahmin who is not a devotee cannot even purify himself. And that, because if one is a Brahmin, of course, one is situated or supposed to be situated in the mode of goodness. The qualities of a Brahmin are described in Bhagavad Gita, that being peaceful, being charitable, that control one's senses, that following religious principles, that these are qualities of a Brahmin. But by just being situated in a mode of goodness, one is not yet a devotee, or has not yet reached the transcendental platform. Whereas a devotee who is not born as a Brahmin, who is born in low families, sinful families even, when he starts to practice devotional service, is immediately elevated to the transcendental platform. Because by the practice of devotional service, we get rid of our false ego. Practicing devotional service means at least being situated in one's original position, one's original position of, or being situated in the real ego, of one acts according to the real ego. Because the real ego of the living entity is that he is a servant of Krishna. If one practices his service according to his real ego, then the one becomes purified. Everyone who comes in contact with Krishna, he becomes purified. The Brahmin who does not practice devotional service becomes not purified. He can go up to the mode of goodness, but also the mode of goodness is a material contamination. that because this contamination is described by the Lord in Bhagavad Gita. It says, Dumena vyateva niryata darso malena shayato benavito garbas tata tenedam avritam. Like smoke is covering fire, or dust is covering a mirror, or the womb is covering an embryo. So our original consciousness is covered. That avitam jnanametena jnanina nitya vairina kama rupena kantaya duspurena nalenacha. So this covering is caused by the greatest enemy, and this enemy is lust. And by this lust is causing desires to fulfill, but even if these desires are fulfilled, then more desires come. It is without end. It will never satisfy one. And this enemy, where is this enemy situated? Indriyana manobuddhir astyadhisthanam uchate. So the sitting places of this lust are the senses, the mind, that the intelligence. Etervimohatyatyesahyanamavitadenam. This is covering our real knowledge. Our real knowledge that we are a servant of Krishna. That because if one becomes purified by these contaminations, then one comes to the vision of a when one becomes situated on the transcendental position. This transcendental position is explained in Bhagavad Gita in various ways. The vision of a transcendentalist is Vidya Vinaya Sampane Bravana Gavi Hashni Sunishev Swapakecha Pandita Samadakshina. He sees Krishna in every living entity. It's in the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita 8-9, it's explained that while the senses are active, while one is breathing, is moving about, evacuating, and so on, the transcendentalist knows I'm in fact doing nothing. it's the super soul who is controlling material nature and is doing the things. If one is purified, then one does not take credit for one's actions in this world. That if one takes credit means false ego. And we see these caste Brahmins, they stick to their position, and they present themselves as superior to Vaishnavas, whereas they are inferior because they are not situated on the transcendental platform if they are not performing devotional service. So important for us to come to that platform of devotional service, this higher platform, is that we learn to act without attachment, without false ego. Bhagavad Gita says, Brahmanyadaya karmani sayam tyaktva karotiya lipyatena sapapena patma patram ivambasa. So if one acts with detachment, which is only possible in his perfection in Krishna consciousness, then one is not affected by sinful activities. Like a lotus flower, it's not affected by water. So, kayena manasa buddhya, that's the next verse in Bhagavad Gita. In Bhagavad Gita, kayena manasa buddhya, with the body, with the mind, with the intelligence, kevalam indriyanapi, also with the senses. Yogna karma kurvanti sagam tyaktva sudaye, one acts for one's purification. So this is a wish of every devotee, that he wants to become purified. Like when Maharaj Parikshit, when he offended Samika Rishi, a mystic yogi, by offering a garland of a dead snake, and he went back to his palace. On the way to his palace, he felt very bad. If a devotee does something wrong, he feels guilt coming in his heart, because he does not want his contamination. Like these Brahmins here, with false prestige, they stick to their false prestige. They don't want to become purified of their false prestige, because even they are not conscious of the consequences of sticking to false ego, getting birth and death again and again. Because in the purport, Srila Prabhupada explains that all this false prestige, they are qualifications of a dead body. This is also explained in Sisa Upanishad, this analogy is given there. Like, sometimes I give the example on during Sunday feast lectures that there was a great professor. A professor had different PhD degrees. He wrote articles for scientific magazines that he got the Nobel Prize. He was invited by different universities, prominent universities all over the world, to give lectures and presentations on his expertise. And one day, he came again in the newspaper. Dr. X, in memoriam, he died. And then, 9 months later, where is our doctor? He takes birth. And some months later, what does he say? Mama, he has to learn how to speak. He has to learn how to walk. He has to learn how to write again. So he has to learn everything again. Although he was a great doctor in his last life. So these are decorations of a dead body. That if one does not strive oneself for purification of the heart in this life, then one's life is wasted. Because what is the way to transcend the modes of nature? Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Tribir kunar mayer bhaver, ebi sarvam idam jagat, mame bhya paramapyayam, moitam nabijaneti, mame bhya paramapyayam. Says, I'm situated above the three modes of material nature, and nearly no one in this world knows me. So Krishna is transcendentally situated. How to get out of these three modes of material nature? Krishna says, nobody knows me. It's so how to come to the transcendental platform? Krishna says, Janma karma samedhiv yam yomi veti tatvata. Janma karma samedhiv yam yomi mam veti tatvata. Jaktvadam punardam janma. Thank you. So, Krishna says, if one knows my appearance and my activities, my transcendental activities, he does not take birth again in this world. So he says, if you know me, knowing Krishna, you do not take birth again. But how to know Krishna? Krishna says, we are in the modes of material nature, and I'm above, and nobody knows me. But he gives the method how to know him. It says, Maya Sakta, Punar Janma. It's 7-1. Maya Sakta. Yeah, Maya Sakta Manaparta, Yohan Jungam Madasya Asamsyam Samaramyam Yatashaknasi Takshinu. It says, by O Arjun, listen attentively. By being situated in full conscious of me, you can know me in full. So that's the way how to know Krishna in full. Because when by thinking of Krishna, by chanting Hare Krishna mantra, with the mantra not different from Krishna, we come in contact with Krishna. If we chant with great attention, then we will feel the spiritual energy during the day. We will feel how we can how we are better. How we are becoming immune against the material energy, how we can resist the material energy much better during the day, that it protects us against illusion. Because a wise devotee better than a Brahmin? Because a devotee follows the highest process of yoga, which purifies the heart. This was a question in the beginning of the sixth canto of the Bhagavatam. There, Maharaj Parikshit just had heard about these hellish planets, description of the hellish planets at the end of the fifth canto, and he had heard how much suffering there is, and he felt compassion, and he was asking to Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Parikshit was asking to Sukadev Goswami, how can one avoid to go to these hellish planets and go for suffering? That because then Maharaj Parikshit said, oh, if they practice atonement, then they will become purified. Then they don't have to go there. But Maharaj Parikshit, he felt not satisfied with this answer. He said, I think it does not work. He said, Kvachinirvatate bhatrat kvachichrati tatpunaha. Payashtamato partam manye kunchirat sautshavat. He said, sometimes I see many people, they are stopping sinful activities, but then they are doing it again. So their prayer citta, their atonement, it doesn't work. It's like the bathing of an elephant. An elephant takes bath in the river, comes out, takes dirt, put it again on his body, and is dirty again. So it doesn't work, he says. And then Maharaj Parikshit, yes, he said, devotional service, if one performs devotional service, one will uproot the desire to enjoy in this world with root. It will uproot it with root and all. That because the process of jnana and karma and karma kanda and so on, they avoid sinful reactions. One gets atonement for their sinful reactions and becomes purified, but it doesn't purify the desire to enjoy. It's like someone, he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, you are diseased, you should stop eating unhealthy food. So then the person, he gets that knowledge, and he stops eating all unhealthy food, and he becomes better for the time being. But the desire to eat unhealthy food is still in the heart. That doesn't remove that. But if we perform devotional service, by the service to Krishna, to transcendence, we are situated in our original activity, and it is so powerful that it purifies one from all these it purifies one from the enjoyment, intensity for enjoyment. That, because Sukadev Goswami explains further the processes of jnana kanda, karma kanda. It's like bamboo forest. And one cuts the forest, the bamboos. All the bamboos are cut, so the simple reactions are gone, but still the root of the bamboo is there. And then suddenly, the rainy season comes, and rain falls, and the bamboo grows again. But by the practice of Bhakti Yoga, this desire to enjoy is uprooted completely. Therefore, Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, at the end nearly of each of the first chapters, he says Bhakti Yoga is the highest. So it means that all the other yogas are stairways to Bhakti. They are bringing us to the level of Bhakti. Therefore, Krishna says, Sarvadharam Paritsya Mamekam Saranam Vraja. Give up all these other processes, take straight to Bhakti. Because otherwise, if one performs Jnana Yoga and he thinks that's the goal, then the goal for then is Brahman. Or one performs Jnana Yoga and there the yoga is Paramatma realization. If one thinks that's the goal, then one is still on the stairs towards Bhakti. And if you are in the middle of the stairs, do you say, I'm going to live here, it's nice here, I'm going to cook here, and so on? That's not a good idea. Stairs are meant to go up to Bhakti. And therefore, we see that a devotee, he becomes purified. And he purifies not only is himself, but he can also purify others. Whereas the Brahmin, who is just situated in goodness and is attached to the performance of his rituals, he cannot purify even himself because he remains attached to the concept of being a Brahmin. And that, because when one performs devotional service in the 11th canto, it's explained. Bhakti parashanu bhav virektara nyatra seta trikarika kala papatya manasya yatasnata syu tusti pustu kshuta payonu gasam. So one who performs devotional service, he experiences three things. Devotion, experience of Krishna directly, and detachment of the world automatically. Like one who eats, then what's happening? He is relieved from hunger when he feels pleasure and the body is nourished. In the same way, one has these three experiences. But a Brahmin who does not perform devotional service cannot have this experience. His detachment will not be complete. There is still a sense, a subtle sense of being a Brahmin attached to his position. But the devotee, it's mentioned in the second canto, Kirata Unanda Pulinda Pulkas Abira Albira Sambhavanaka Sadaya and Yesa Papa Yatapasra Chacharja Tujanti Tasmai Baba Vishnave Nama. These are these Kuratas, Unandas, Pulindas, and so on. And even other sinful races, the Bhagavatam says, they can be purified. Although they are addicted to sinful activities, they can become purified by rendering service to Krishna. So one who has a sinful background but starts to perform devotional service, he's on the way of becoming purified from all his false ego, false ideas, and he will come to the stage of that the knot of detachment in the heart is completely removed, that it sees everything clear, no doubts anymore, and his reactions from his past activities will stop, and he will clearly realize his identity as a servant of Krishna. So, because a Brahman who just performs as his religious performance, that it is said by devotee to Kardama Muni in the third canto, Neyayat Karma Dharmaya Navirakaya Kalapate Nartirtapa Dasevaya Shivanapi Mritoisa. All religious performances, rituals, if they do not lead to devotional service, then they are useless. Useless decorations of a dead body, like mentioned by Srila Prabhupada in this verse, in the purport. So such a person, devotee says, is considered dead, although he's breathing. So all our positions in this world, they will vanquish that they are false ego. But the message is act in devotional service, act in our real ego. Our real ego is serving. It's contrary to the mentality of exploitation of this world, which is an identification with body, mind, and intelligence, that this identification with the body is what keeps here in this material atmosphere. But by the chanting of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, we are on the way of becoming purified and going back to Godhead. Thank you. Are there any questions, comments? Okay. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki Srila Prabhupada ki.